IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. So, welcome. In this episode, we're gonna speak about this question and the answer of it. What do we gain from Azadari, or morning gathering for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? Today, Thursday, is the 23rd of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 10th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. As usual and the custom of this program, we'll listen to one verse or some verses from the Holy Quran, and then we'll learn about it. Today, we choose chapter Al-Baqarah, verses 37 to 38.
A'udhu billahi فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
Then Adam received from his Lord some words, and he accepted his repentance. Indeed, it is he who is the accepting of repentance, the merciful.
قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
We said, go down from it, all of you. And when guidance comes to you from me, whoever follows my guidance, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Many Islamic narrations narrated from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, denote that the objective meaning of the words taught to Adam by Allah was the holy names of the Holy Five. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, his cousin, and son-in-law Hazrat Ali, his daughter Fatima, and his grandson Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them all. Adam, peace be upon them, relied on these words and asked him to forgive him. Then Allah accepted it and forgave him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Ponder upon it. What do we gain from Azadari? The purpose of Azadari, or lamentation, is twofold: mourning for Hussein and spreading the mission of the Imam, of which activism is a part of the whole concept. Mourning of our beloved Imam is the prerequisite for assisting with his mission. Mourning establishes the bond between mankind and the mission of Hussein, peace be upon him. That is why the movement of Hussein is not just alive, but also gradually taking over the world. Recitation of the Masa'ib of Karbala, or anything that reminds us of the tragedy of Karbala takes the precedence, since Imam al-Hussein himself sent the message on the tides of grief and tears, wash off the fear and the greed of this world from our hearts and establishes an eternal bond to the mission of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the do's and don'ts of mourning and azadari on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In order for every nation to be successful, it needs something to unify them, to bring them together. Without doubt, the most important cause of unity among the followers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, which can bring millions of people together around a single pivot, is mourning for Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, and his devout companions. Mourning for Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, can help deliver man from tyranny, injustice, and colonial rule. Though the history lamentations for the martyrs of Karbala have led to major and minor uprisings and revolutions, such as the revolution of Tawabin, that is the penitents, the revolution of Mukhtar, who killed several enemies of the Holy Prophet's family to avenge the tragedy of Karbala. Mukhtar Thaqafi inflicted a serious blow upon the strong Umayyad army in the wake of the event of Ashura. Generally speaking, according to some experts, most of the revolutions of the world have been inspired by the revelation of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his friends in Karbala. An example of it is the liberation of the Indian subcontinent from the English colonial rule. Mahatma Gandhi is reported to have said, "I have learned from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam how to be oppressed yet victorious. I have brought nothing new to the Indian nation, only my understanding of the wisdom of the hero of Karbala. If India wants to be a successful nation, it should follow the footsteps of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam."
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
This is today's special, and in remembrance of the children of Fatima, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "Surely I have never brought to mind the martyrdom of the children of Fatima, peace be upon her, except that I have been choked with tears due to it." Some seconds about mourning in the houses. For those unable to go for the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, on the day of Ashura, Imam Baqir mentions the manner of performing azadari as follows. He should mourn over Hussein, weep for him, and instruct the members of the house to weep for him. He should establish the mourning ceremony in the house by exhibiting lamentations and grief over him. The people should meet one another in their homes and offer condolences and consolations to each other over the calamities which befell him.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
On the history and philosophy of Azal Hussein, you are with today's special. Both the fourth and fifth Imams greatly encouraged Azal Hussein in their times. Azal Hussein had to be performed in utmost secretly as the regime was opposed to any remembrance of Karbala. The poets who composed elegies and devout Shias who attended the gatherings at which these elegies were recited did so at the risk of their lives. Nonetheless, the poets continue to pour out their emotions in their poetry. Some of this poetry are extant today, and one can see the intensity of faith and sadness enshrined in the words of the poets. Gradually, the institution of ziyarah came into being. People would visit the grave and tomb of the martyrs and there perform Azal Hussein. Our imams wrote for them ziyarahs to be recited. One of these ziyarats is recited today by us and is known as Ziyarat al-Warith.
We know the example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, he lost his own son. His children, he lost his sons. And when he lost his sons, he would cry. Says that our heart, my heart cries, but I am accepting of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined. But he showed emotion. He wept, he cried over the loss of his son. History tells us that when the Prophet was still in Mecca, the year that he lost his beloved wife Khadija alayhi salam and his beloved uncle Abu Talib alayhi salam, the Prophet, he labeled that year as Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow and the year of sadness. And this is the Prophet of God. So we find that this idea of mourning is one that is natural and necessary for us as human beings. But of course, there could be negative mourning. There could be negative grief too, that which could be harmful to one's psychological, physical, and social well-being. But mourning, brothers and sisters, we have to remember, is a means to a greater end. It's not an end in and of itself. It is a means to a greater end. And that end is to revive the values and the teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. To remember what they stood for. The hadith of Al-Imam al-Rada alayhi salam, he says, أَحْيُوا أَمْرَنَا رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحْيَا أَمْرَنَا. He tells his companions, revive our legacy, our message. May Allah have mercy upon the one who revives our message. The companion asks him, he tells him, Yabna Rasulillah, how? How do we revive your message? He says, أن يتعلم ويعلم الناس. أن يتعلم علومنا ويعلمها الناس. That he or she learns our teachings, our values, what we stood for, and teaches others.
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month of Hussein, and his true followers. That was all for today's special, and inshallah we meet you soon. Till then, fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد ومماتي 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 ممات محمد وآل محمد.